USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, testified before the House Judiciary Committee for what the panel calls its first impeachment hearing. Democratic attorney Barry Burke asked Lewandowski if he didn't deliver a message from President Trump to then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions because he thought it was illegal.
I didn't think at the time that the president asked me to deliver a message that anything was illegal about it. I didn't have the privilege to go to Harvard Law. So if you're telling me that in your opinion that would have been illegal, then that's your opinion too.
A number of committee Democrats called for committee chairman Jerry Nadler to hold him in contempt for refusing to answer questions about his actions with President Trump and others in the administration.
I've been asked several times today whether the committee will hold you in contempt. That is certainly under consideration. But there is a far more troubling level of contempt on display here today, and that is President Trump's role in your refusal to answer questions.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon says a soldier killed in Afghanistan was a Green Beret. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
U.S. officials identify the soldier killed as Sergeant First Class Jeremy Griffin. They say he was serving his second tour in Afghanistan and is a 15-year Army veteran. The DOD says the 40-year-old Griffin will be awarded the Bronze Star Medal and the Purple Heart posthumously after being killed by small arms fire on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Saudi Arabia's oil minister says more than half of the country's daily crude oil production has been restored, only days after Saturday's attack on several oil production facilities. The Saudis and the U.S. blame Iran. Vice President Mike Pence told the Heritage Foundation,
as the president said, we don't want war with anybody, but the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former MLB player is speaking out after being shot 3 months ago. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
David Ortiz spoke publicly Monday for the first time about what he's going through after being shot. It's been 3 months since the Boston Red Sox legend was left fighting for his life after being shot in a bar in the Dominican Republic. He's underwent three surgeries and tells ABC News what he remembers about that day when he was shot.
I remember being with my friend, having a drink, talking, and all of a sudden I get shot, and I thought I was in the middle of a nightmare. I remember telling the doctor, don't let me die, you know, I got kids.
And regarding his recovery, Ortiz says,
before I got my third surgery, I lost a little bit of hope. The doctors, a Mass General, they were amazing.
As far as Ortiz's biggest takeaways from this whole incident, he says,
I have learned that your life can change in seconds, you know, and not only yours, your life and the people around you.
The USDA has completed a long-awaited draft of federal regulations for the cultivation of hemp and submitted them for approval. The new regulations are expected to clarify changes passed in December 2018 in the U.S. Farm Bill. The new rules are expected to provide clarity on the legal definition of hemp, which is a cousin to marijuana. It's also expected to designate hemp as a commodity crop and allow for tribal councils and U.S. territories to participate in the growing program. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.